22. The Rising Flood.
If you decide to hunt for Yeltis, I would suggest you search the Aberdeen Wasteland. Too many expeditions have gone missing in Karda. Although I have heard rumors of conjurers finding Yeltis near the northern foothills of the Black Mountains.
From Colvinar Bryum's Bestiary for Conjurers, page 103. The pooling water continued to rise in the crystal halls as Amundal uttered incantation after incantation. He had since conjured each of the cisterns he had lost. Whatever had washed across the gorge was not an ordinary dispel. It had sent the cisterns back to the Aldenal Plain, thus allowing Amundal to resummon them.
"The water is flowing to the gorge," Villenia said, her gaze fixed ahead. She had since created an illusion of herself and sent it to the vast room. "And that metal dome is gone."
Amundal raised an eyebrow at Villenia, but continued with his incantation. Golden light wisped through the air, coalescing into a three-story portal several hundred finials ahead of them.
"There's a hole in its place," she said, squinting. "I'm going to take a look."
A conjuration portal formed a moment later, and an earthen giant emerged from the mystical vortex, splashing water as it stepped into the corridor.
"Oh, Amundal," Villenia said with a gasp, "that hole! Its walls are stone! White stone!"
A knot formed in Amundal's stomach, though he didn't know why. After all, he had expected that metallic circle to lead to the actual Tardalim.
"Perhaps it's the implications," he thought,
his mind turning to that shadowy figure that had chased him through Tardalim's halls. His stomach clenched at the thought.
"Come on, Amundal," he told himself. "You've faced Gangolins and lived. Surely this thing can't be worse."
Hurried splashing filled the crystal corridor, drawing Amundal from his reverie. Two squads were struggling to run down an adjoining hall. Their leaders shouted at him and Felinia, demanding answers from them.
"Vayam is at that hole in the wall," Felinia said to Amundal, her jaw tensing.
"Are you deaf?"
a squad leader shouted, arriving beside the pack of conjured cistern. Amundal turned to the man.
"We're in the dark just like you."
The squad leader swore and muttered to himself. Both squads hurried around the conjurations, passing Amundal and Felinia.
"Calamir is shouting orders," Felinia
said, staring ahead.
"Maybe I should conjure a gusset," Amundal thought.
"A good choice," said that voice, the same from earlier. Was it really the voice from the nightmare?
Amundal glanced over his shoulder. Where was that voice coming from?
"I'm losing it."
Grumbling, Amundal uttered an incantation, conjuring a gusset from the Aldenal Plain. Golden light wisped through the air, gathering near the earthen giant that was still ahead of him and Felinia.
"He's recalling Morjadayan's squad," Felinia said, "and he wants the soldiers to find all the illusionists so we can get everyone back to that room. It looks like we're going into that hole."
The portal formed, and the conjured gusset sped through the air.
"Of course we are," Amundal said, matter-of-factly. "I'm going to warn the others in this hall," she said, stopping. "Go on without me."
Amundal stopped as well, but kept his conjurations moving forward.
"Then who's going to keep an eye on me?" he asked, grinning. "Someone has to rein in this reckless and dangerous conjurer."
Felinia eyed Amundal with that yearning gaze.
"Just go. I'll catch up."
She spun and bounded back down the hall, white magic clustering about her.
"What a woman,"
he thought, watching as Felinia's enhancing magic surged within her, quickening her dash. Calamir cursed furiously. The expedition's supplies were drenched. Small bags and loose items were floating away from the main cluster of supplies. Hevesir and several others were struggling to fetch the wandering items as they floated toward the entry corridor.
"What was that woman thinking?"
He shook his head, stifling a growl.
"She should have told me about that damned vault."
Muttering another curse, Calamir grabbed his wet pack and hefted it onto his shoulders. Splashing footfalls and shouts carried into the enormous room from several corridors. Dardel ran from the hall leading to the gorge with Squad 3 trailing behind him.
Commander, Dardel shouted, the bridge is gone.
What?
Calamir demanded. A bird, a gosset from what he glimpsed, flew from a nearby corridor. Calamir, however, paid little attention to it.
It just vanished, a soldier cried, after that flash of light.
A dispel? And the gorge is partly full, said the squad's Barjanist, Mr. Cheval. I tried mustering my Barjan, but I couldn't.
Calamir tensed.
That doesn't bode well,
he thought, turning to face the hole leading to the vault. It was only a few hundred finials long. Vayam had claimed they would be safe within it. Calamir didn't see how, though, not with the water continuing to rise. Even if they could get everyone within the vault and shut its door, Tautilim would be flooded and they would have no way to escape.
That's not the worst of it, Dardel said. The doors to the gatehouse are closed, too. We're trapped.
What about Amandel's crystal?
Mr. Cheval asked. Calamir shook his head. Mr. Aramian's Rogolin was not large enough to whisk away the entire expedition.
No,
he said, turning back to Dardel and the others.
We couldn't take everyone.
More splashing and hasty footfalls echoed into the enormous space. Squads 7 and 9 bounded from the corridor they had searched, followed by one of the earthen behemoths.
Commander, Dardel asked, what do you want to do?
Calamir considered their predicament as the other squads approached.
We'll take refuge in the vault, Calamir said. Mr. Cheval, make us a ramp. The rest of you, start ferrying as many supplies as you can.
Amandel splashed his way into the enormous welcoming room. So we're trapped, he thought. Well, not entirely. I could still teleport away, but then he would be dooming his friends and everyone else. He shook his head. No, he couldn't do that. The two squads that had passed Amandel were grabbing the expedition's supplies and carrying them across the enormous room. Hebesir and several others were following Morjadayan, who was glowing with a brilliant blue aura. Guess I better help, Amandel thought, then sent a command for his conjurations to move the supplies. All but the cisterns would be helpful. While the Kintashals, Yeltis, Troll, and Elementals grabbed the supplies, several illusions flew into the massive space. Fendar's likeness was among them, zipping toward Calamir and the others. Amandel set his jaw, then uttered an incantation to conjure another earthen giant. The golden portal formed no more than a few paces ahead of him. Violent splashing echoed from the hall behind him as the conjuration emerged from the Uldenol plain.
How many more are you going to conjure? Ildin shouted.
Amandel glanced over his shoulder. The illusionist darted from the rest of his squad, running toward Amandel.
As many as I can, Amandel said.
He could feel his concentration waning. He was near his limit.
You want me to take control of any? Ildin asked.
Take control? Amandel considered the offer. That's a good idea, he said. I'll have you enthrall the giant and some of those lesser elementals once they get back from dropping off supplies. Vayam smiled as the burly Barjanist finished his incantation. His Barjan ramp shot from the ground, bridging the flooded floor and connecting with Tartalim's circular gate.
At last I will fulfill the Emperor's mandate, she thought, sloshing her way to the base of the Barjan ramp.
Her trousers were drenched and her boots sodden. As she stepped onto the ramp, several illusions flew toward Calamir. The commander gave them orders to find the other squads. Each illusion flew off to different corridors, passing several squads that were sloshing through water. Kaidal joined Vayam, and the two of them ascended the ramp together.
Shouldn't we wait for them? Kaidal whispered.
Vayam shook her head.
We'll be safe in the antechamber. The next set of doors can only be opened from the outside.
Kaidal gazed warily at Vayam. What was her problem? Did she actually fear what lay waiting in Tartalim? The water had risen halfway up Amandel's shins when he finished conjuring his fifth earthen giant.
The flood seemed to be rising faster with each passing moment. Ilden had taken control of 3 giants as well as 8 of the smaller earthen conjurations.
"You know, you should have summoned magma elementals," Ilden said, a tinge of sarcasm in his voice. "Maybe they could turn all this water to steam."
"Do you really think that would work?" Amandal asked, not amused. The magma elementals could definitely evaporate some of the water, but that probably wouldn't slow the flooding. Ilden chuckled, then uttered another enthralling incantation. Amandal shook his head. The splashing and sloshing of footfalls filled the room as more of the expedition frantically returned from their searching. Some pressed toward the barjan ramp Morjadayan had created, while others struggled toward the remaining supplies. Most of the packs were practically underwater. Amandal had ferried quite a few supplies, dropping them off at the barjan ramp.
"Where is she?" Amandal muttered, searching for Felinia among those that had returned. Nearly 2/3 of the expedition was in the enormous room. "She better not drown," he thought. How cruel would it be to finally win her over, only to lose her to a flood? A pang of sorrow pierced Amandal's heart.
"Sorrow?" he wondered. Never before had he been sorrowful over a woman. "Well, isn't that interesting?" Pushing his worries aside, Amandal uttered an incantation to summon another earthen giant. As the portal formed, one of Fendar's illusions flew toward Amandal.
"That's smart," shouted Fendar through his illusion. He had undoubtedly seen what Ilden was doing. "Do you want another to help?"
Amandal nodded amid his incantation. There was no time to reply verbally. Before the earthen giant emerged from its portal, Fendar and Sylas were beside Amandal.
"That's a great tactic," Sylas said. "Those giants can carry so much."
Fendar turned to Sylas, his expression wary.
"You better hurry into that vault."
"I'm staying," Sylas said, shaking her head and biting her lip. "I'm not leaving my friends."
"Is that all I am to you?" Fendar asked, his tone playful.
He opened his mouth to speak, but before he could say more, Sylas leaned in and kissed him. She shot Amandal a glance, but returned her focus to Fendar. Soon after, the earthen giant emerged, spraying water as it stepped onto the flooded floor.
"All yours, Fendar," Amandal
said, searching the vast room once again. Several more squads had returned, but Felinia was not among them. Fendar uttered an incantation amid Amandal's searching, mustering his enthralling magic. Amandal kept his hold on the conjuration until Fendar was nearly finished. The earthen giant spun, but soon stilled under Fendar's enthralling grasp. The illusionist immediately sent the conjuration to the supplies, where it hefted the waterlogged packs and bags into one of its enormous earthen hands. There weren't many supplies left.
"We should have them cleared in another trip," Amandal thought.
He closed his eyes, focusing on his conjurations. The human-sized elementals were struggling to walk through the flood. The water had already risen to the creature's knees. Amandal opened his eyes, glancing to his legs. The water was creeping up his thigh.
"Best I send the smaller ones to the ramp," he thought.
"Go," he commanded the cisterns, quintessals, and smaller elementals. The 2 Yeltis and the troll could still be useful.
"We should ride them back," he whispered.
"Huh?" Ilden asked. Amandal turned to his friend.
"My larger conjurations can wade through this water faster than we can. Once the supplies are ferried, we should ride the elementals and the Yeltis to Morgi's ramp."
Ilden looked to his feet, lifting his right knee to his chest. His boot barely cleared the water.
"Well, look at that."
As the 2 illusionists ferried more supplies, Amandal scanned the flooding chamber once again.
"Where are you, Felinia?"
Worry filled his heart once again as Amandal uttered another incantation. Steam rose around Felinia as she ran, a result of the flooding waters striking her flaming barjan. Her magic managed to push the waters aside, allowing her dry ground to run upon.
"This way!"
she shouted, glancing over her shoulder to the members of Squad 17. Each was shielded with flaming barjans like Phelinia. Her barjan began to weaken as she rounded a corner, entering one of the halls connecting to that main room. I'll have to recast it, she thought, passing beneath an illusion of herself hovering in the air. She had set several illusions as markers for those stragglers who had explored the left corridors. Luckily, she managed to find most of the squads that had not reunited with the main group. Prior to her searching, Phelinia had sent an illusion to Commander Calamir to discover where he had sent each of the squads.
We're almost there!
The flames around her flickered, a result of the barjan weakening from the water's pressure. The flood had risen to her upper thigh.
I waited too long, she thought,
then swiftly uttered an incantation to muster more of her flaming barrier. Red and orange magic swirled around her hands while her barjan continued to flicker. Phelinia was nearly finished with the incantation when her flaming barjan shattered. She tried to stop, but the water surged through the void that had been her barjan, crashing around her and tripping her. Still uttering her incantation, Phelinia fell face first into the flood. She instinctively shut her mouth as water surrounded her, the involuntary act interrupting her incantation.
No,
she groaned inwardly, throwing her arms forward. Water seeped into her nostrils, choking her. Now completely submerged, Phelinia struggled to break the surface. Her hands eventually met crystal and she swung her legs forward. Once her feet met the floor, she managed to stand. The members of Squad 17 passed her as she broke the water's surface.
Are you all right? The squad leader asked.
Phelinia nodded.
Go!
She pointed down the hall.
The main room is straight ahead.
Squad 17 continued down the hall as Phelinia steadied herself.
That was reckless, she thought. I probably should have erected two barriers instead of one.
Wringing out her hair, Phelinia began mustering her flaming barjan once again. The last of the supplies were placed on Morjadayan's barjan ramp as Amandal's eighth earthen giant emerged from its portal.
One more, he thought.
Fendar had laid claim on another conjuration, while Ildin maintained control over the three he had initially enthralled.
Let's go!
Ildin called, swimming to the lowered hand of an earthen giant. The water had since risen above waist height. Like Ildin, those that had more recently returned were swimming through the enormous room rather than wading through it. Amandal turned about while Fendar and Sylas followed Ildin to the conjuration.
Where are you?
Amandal wondered, searching once more for Phelinia. Ildin shouted for him to hurry, but Amandal kept looking.
Amandal, come on!
Only a few groups were still left in the enormous room. Most had already ascended Morjadayan's ramp and entered Tardalim's actual entrance. The entrance, however, was not natural. Those who entered the five-story circular hole were forced to walk along its side and then its ceiling in a path that was like a corkscrew.
So bizarre, Amandal thought.
It was as if those who traversed the entrance were pulled to the walls and ceiling.
Amandal! Sylas cried. Hurry!
Shaking off his quandary, Amandal turned to his friends.
I'm going to find Phelinia!
Ildin's face tensed.
We'll use illusions to find her, Fendar called. Come on!
With that, the earthen giant carrying Amandal's friends stepped away.
I'm not going to leave her, Amandal thought.
A noble notion,
the familiar voice said.
You again.
Amandal grunted and narrowed his eyes, but was drawn to several men swimming from a corridor opposite him. They looked like the sailors from the Jibaran.
I better get to higher ground.
Amandal sent a mental command to his nearest earthen giant, and the conjuration lowered its hand in front of its master. He waded toward the lowered hand and climbed atop it. At Amandal's mental command, the conjuration lifted him. Water dripped from Amandal's robes, pattering against the clumps of dirt and rock. Ildin and the others were halfway across the vast room, as were the swimming sailors. There were, however, two men wading through the corridor from which the sailors had come.
Why aren't they swimming? Amandal wondered.
He narrowed his eyes, straining to identify the two stragglers. They were none other than Captain Idara and his first mate. The captain was clutching his coat and holding it above the water.
He doesn't want to get his coat wet? Amandal wondered aloud, chuckling.
Go,
he commanded an earthen giant, and the conjuration stepped toward the waiting captain.
Now to find Faelinia, he whispered.
He could use gossets to fly through the corridors. There were 21 halls on each side of the enormous room. In addition to the one he had already conjured, Amandal would have to summon at least...
Focus on the elementals,
that voice said with a rebuking tone. That did sound like the codger.
She is coming.
Huh? A sudden urge pulled Amandal's gaze to a corridor across the vast welcoming room. Steam billowed from the hallway, filling the air between the pillars and the crystal walls. A moment later, several spheres of red and orange sped through the water.
Flaming Barjan bubbles?
The steam filled the top half of the room, partially obscuring Tardalim's entrance. A total of 10 flaming spheres sped from the corridor toward the ramp. But why just 10? If Faelinia were with that squad, there should have been 11.
Hurry,
that voice urged. Oh, shut up, Amandal snapped. He reached out to his conjured gosset, which was resting on Morjadayan's ramp.
Fly!
The conjured bird obeyed, flapping through the steam. Amandal forced it to fly lower, and the bird skimmed above the water before disappearing into the corridor. Through the conjuration's eyes, Amandal saw more steam, nearly a grand finial, down the hall.
Is that her?
A lone sphere of flame was beneath the steam, speeding toward the gosset.
Yes. Now conjure, that voice shouted. You're running out of time.
Amandal set his jaw and ignored the voice. The gap between the conjuration and sphere closed. A feminine silhouette appeared within the flaming barjan, her features obscured.
Amandal!
Faelinia's voice reached the conjuration's ears.
Is that you?
A whoop left Amandal's lips and he threw a fist into the air.
She was okay.
Hurry, you fool!
Geez, what's your problem? He asked, then started. Am I really arguing with a voice in my head? The conjured bird passed Faelinia, then flew around her.
Stay with her, Amandal commanded, then shifted his focus.
The earthen giant he sent after the captain had since rescued both Adara and his first mate and was halfway to Morjadayan's ramp.
All right, Amandal eyed the flooded floor at the base of the ramp. Time to appease the madness.
Before uttering the incantation to open a portal to the Aldenol plane, Amandal commanded each of his remaining conjurations, the giants, the two Yeltis, and the troll, to move up the ramp and follow the rest of the expedition. Golden light coalesced around Amandal, then shot across the room. As the portal grew in size, Faelinia ran around it, dismissing her flaming barrier once she was clear of the water. She ran to Tardalim's entrance, but spun. She lifted a hand toward the conjured gosset, and Amandal directed the bird to perch upon her arm.
Hurry, Amandal, she whispered to the conjuration.
The two Yeltis and the troll ascended the ramp next, then bounded past Faelinia. One of the earthen giants was right behind them. Amid his conjuring, Amandal could sense the strange redirection of down as the conjurations moved through Tardalim's circular entrance. The portal coalesced just as the earthen giant carrying Adara reached the ramp.
Run,
Amandal commanded, and the earthen giant bolted around the portal, narrowly evading the emerging conjuration.
Go,
Amandal urged the emerging earthen giant. The conjuration lumbered from the portal, stepping on Morjadayan's barjan. As the earthen giant took another step, the barjan flickered.
Great,
Amandal shook his head.
Now for you to run, the voice shouted. Go, Amandal.
No arguing with that, he said, then commanded his conjuration to cradle him while it bolted into a run. He lay on its palm, his feet against the earthen fingers. The ramp was a good 200 finials away. Faelinia had noticed the flicker and spun, running after the conjuration carrying the captain.
Come on, Morji, Amandal groaned. Hold it a little longer.
The recently summoned conjuration bounded up the flickering ramp, reaching Tardalim's entrance within seconds. But that dash had weakened the barjan further, and some spots looked thin.
It's not going to hold, Amandal thought. If he ran his last conjuration atop the ramp, it would undoubtedly shatter. To the right, he commanded, focusing on the flooded floor beside the circular entrance. The conjuration carrying Amandal obeyed, narrowly missing the flickering barjan. It bounded alongside the ramp, running straight for the crystal wall. Through his mental bond, Amandal maneuvered the conjuration's arm, tightening the cradling grip while positioning the earthen limb above the ramp.
That's reckless, the voice said, snickering.
Amandal adjusted the conjuration's palm to face the entrance while bracing himself. Run into the wall, he commanded, leaning against the conjuration's palm. Just as the earthen giant collided with the crystal wall, Amandal splayed the conjuration's fingers. The collision sent Amandal flying through the circular entrance. He felt the pull of down to his left, then fell sideways. Amandal landed on his left shoulder, tumbled, but soon came to a stop.
Amandal? Filenia called, her tone wary.
Well, that was fun. Amandal pushed himself to his feet. He turned back to the vast crystalline room and started. That enormous welcoming room was sideways, with the flooding floor to his left and the ceiling to his right. But how was that possible? But he had fallen to his left. Amandal shook his head in disbelief.
Are you all right?
Filenia asked, joining Amandal. Still confused, Amandal turned to Filenia, then pointed back to the sideways room.
I don't know, Filenia said, shaking her head. I can't explain it. Come on.
She tugged at Amandal, and he reluctantly followed her. He kept looking back to the enormous room. With each step, it looked as if that vast space was rotating.
Your conjuration, the voice cried.
Oh, right, Amandal muttered. He had nearly forgotten about his earthen giant.
Get in here, he sent the command.
The earthen giant pulled itself atop the barjan ramp, then climbed into Tartalum's circular entrance. For a moment, the conjuration looked as if it were walking on the ceiling, then the wall, all while Tartalum's crystalline entry was rotating. Amandal and Filenia walked almost half a grand finial before the corkscrew path became an abrupt curve. The path ended on a landing where a wide but shallow flight of steps descended into a white rectangular chamber. It was made of polished white stone identical to that in Amandal's dreams, rising 4 stories and as wide as it was tall. 20 men could walk abreast from wall to wall. From what Amandal could tell, the chamber was about 200 finials long, ending at a pair of double doors. Ornate stonework lined the edges of the space, along the floor and ceiling, crafted with intricately sharp designs similar to what was in the gatehouse. Pillars were recessed partway into the walls, equally spaced 100 finials throughout the chamber. Glowing spheres lined each pillar, brightly illuminating the large space. The entire expedition and Amandal's conjurations were cramped together not far from the lowest step of the wide staircase. Almost everyone was sorting through the supplies and wringing out what they could.
Come on,
Filenia said, descending the shallow staircase. Amandal, however, stopped at the highest step.
Perhaps I am seeing the future.
Swallowing hard, he looked around. The part of the chamber behind him was semicircular and wide enough to fit 30 men abreast. A hole marked its floor, about the same size as Tartalum's entrance. A narrow walkway lined the hole, connected to the shallow staircase. He reached out to the earthen giant behind him, but the conjuration was actually below him. Confused, Amandal crept to the edge of the hole and looked down. The hole was the circular entrance. What was horizontal in the crystalline halls was now vertical. From his perspective, the vast crystalline entry room was a deep shaft beneath his feet.
That doesn't make any sense.
He stared down into the hole, watching as the water level moved across the circular opening. The sight made his head hurt. Soon, the last earthen giant emerged from the corkscrew path and marched ahead of Amandal, skipping the staircase entirely.
A chaotic commotion carried through the air, but Amandal ignored it. He was too preoccupied by the abrupt shift in perspective.
"You shouldn't fret about something so trivial," the voice said.
"You call that trivial?" Amandal pointed past his feet, blinking in disbelief. Ildin called for Amandal, repeating his name over and over. Amandal, however, didn't reply. "What are you staring at?" Ildin demanded. Amandal pointed to the hole as Ildin came beside him. "By all that's magical," the illusionist swore with a gasp. "How is that possible?" He and Ildin watched the water spread across the hole beneath them. Before long, the waters completely covered the hole. Did that mean those crystal halls were submerged? If so, how would they escape Tartalim? According to his dreams, he couldn't use conjuration magic.
"Now what?" Ildin whispered.
Amandal turned from the hole, eyeing the white stone walls.
"Here goes nothing,"
he thought, and began uttering a simple incantation to access the Aldenol plain. Amandal was partway through the incantation, but no conjuration magic had manifested. The last of the incantation left his lips, but a portal did not form. Ildin's face contorted with fear.
"That doesn't bode well,"